So walking meditation in movement, recap from yesterday, suggesting the beginning to zoom out and just have a feeling for the whole body, walking the whole walking posture, and then to zoom into the feeling as the foot, the sole of the foot contacts the ground, and either to take the sensation itself or to use parikama words such as putto, and say put on the right and toe on the left, or you can put on the left and toe on the right. Another possibility is that as you walk and the heel touches the ground, you know, then you can feel a sensation that comes all the way up through the bones, through the knees, and up the spine, all the way to the skull, and that can form basis for a contemplation of bones. So it's another body contemplation, and the felt sensation of the skeleton within the body can be very good meditation during walking, because every time the heel comes down, you can feel, you can have a sense of the skeleton. And usually we have skeletons in monasteries in Northeast Thailand, and Ajahn Chah used to say, tease the lay people, he says, well, look at the skeleton, kind of afraid of it. And they said, look, you don't realize you've got one of those inside your body. You know, it's like, what are you afraid of? So that's another possibility. One more, spoil you for choice. Whether you're sitting or you're walking, again, you can, there are some combinations you can make. So you can practice metta meditation with the sensations in your body, like those four areas of your body, and just send feelings of loving kindness to that, all the sensations in the head, face, and neck, and then the arms, shoulders, arms, hands, fingers, the torso, the bottom. And so developing metta not based upon wishing well to all beings or some kind of wishing well to yourself, but having something very direct and immediate, the sensations appearing in the body as you walk. And as the sense of the metta nimitta, as it were, that sense of metta becomes stronger, then you can focus on that feeling as the object. So once more, the being aware of the feelings in the body, going through area by area, and then the whole body awareness, the walking posture, before zooming in on the sensation of the feet touching the soles of the feet, which may or may not be accompanied by the mantra Buddho. May also experiment with the meditation on one of the body meditations on ati, so the word that you use to keep the mind on the bone structure, on the skeleton, is ati, the Pali word for bones. So you just ati, ati, and being aware of that. Or you can combine this awareness of body sensation with metta as an initial practice. So we're going to divide into two groups and walk along the road, because we had a few too many traffic jams yesterday. There's just a few too many people for that roundabout, I think.